producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with John, who has a daughter-in-law who seems to be somewhat dismissive of him, and she's been his daughter-in-law for about 7 years, and she's a lawyer. I said, John, tell me some things that objectively you think are positive about her.
I've really been thinking about it. I really can't come up with anything that I, one thing I'd like to say is my wife and I live in Texas, and my son and daughter-in-law live in New Jersey. They had met in New York, and we really didn't meet her until just before they got married. But,
how old is your son?
Say again?
How old is your son?
My son is 38.
And how old is she?
She's about 46. She's about 8 or 9 years older than him.
Okay. Did she have kids before the two of them were married?
No, she was never married before.
Okay. Well, my dear, first of all, I'm not sure why it's relevant, because you probably wouldn't have had much of an input either. I hear that you didn't. It was a fait accompli, but they were both grown-ups.
And it's none of my business, It's
Did you ever say to your son, "Gee, she's too old for you," or anything of that sort?
Nope.
Okay.
That was none of my business. That was his choice.
Okay, fair enough. But look. The fact that when I give you 5 or 6 minutes to come up with something you like about her, I mean, look, she's a lawyer. She's probably bright. She's probably articulate. She may dress very well. John, I don't even know this woman, and I can probably come up with a fair number of just a fairly accurate attributes. The fact that you couldn't begins to underlie the relationship. And you could say, well, I've never said that, but you're not an actor. Most of us are not. And she's going to have the sense that you tolerate her because she loves your son and she's a good mother. She probably tolerates you for exactly the same reason, that you love the kids and you love your son. That's not a warm, fuzzy relationship. If you want to have a better relationship with her, you're going to have to figure out something about her that you genuinely like, because that will be conveyed.
Well,
I know when people like us and when they don't.
She had published some articles in the in some legal journal, and I asked her, can I look at them and read them? And when I would question her about some of the things that were written there, she would give me like just offhanded answers that didn't really answer what I wanted to know.
Give me an example of one of the questions. Did you notice how carefully you sidestepped exactly what I just said to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I'd at least like to have that on record, that part of the reason that she doesn't tolerate you very well is you don't tolerate her very well.
Yeah. And, it's, and this is the thing, even from the time we first met, she seemed standoffish from me.
Well, but so what? I mean, there are people who have different personalities. You don't know what your son told her about you. I mean, so what? But look, you're the one who's calling me, and you're saying, I assume I'd like to have a better relationship with her. Well, the way to have a better relationship with her is all of us move toward pleasure and we move away from pain. If you have the sense that I'd like to have a better relationship with her because then I'll get more access to my son and more access to my grandchildren, why? What's in that for her? Absolutely nothing. And in fact, not only is there nothing in it for her, but there's a huge value, at least on a subconscious level, to do exactly the opposite, to flex her muscles of saying, okay, he doesn't like me, I'll show him. So you set yourself on a path that makes no sense. It's futile, and it's dangerous, and it's negative. So So, number one, I want to underline and reiterate the fact that thinking about finding some things to like about her, and John, I would argue that there's something positive about everybody, and as I said, I could come up with three or four things just on the basis of what she does for a living. And nobody says lawyers are warm, fuzzy people, so let's not go there. But finding out some things, now, what were some of the questions you asked her about the article that you, what was the article about?
I forget exactly what it was about now, but it was a lot of legalese in it and having to do with some kind of case.
And what were the questions that you asked her?
Well, there were different things in there, like abbreviations and stuff that I didn't know. And I guess
baby cakes. Let me give you an example of this. I've told this story. When I was a 16-year-old freshman at Rice, I went into the president's office because I decided I'd been on the newspaper in high school, I should be on the newspaper in college. So, not realizing I was going to flunk out with that approach, but nevertheless. So I went into the president's office, and I was just so full of myself. I'm 16, and I'm a girl reporter, and I'm in Texas. I was at Rice. And so I said, what does the S in Kenneth S. Pitzer stand for? And this was well before the internet, John. He looked me in the eye and he said, young lady, I'm a busy man. You should have found that out before you walked into my office. If you're going to read your daughter-in-law's legal opinions and you want to have a conversation with her, you can't ask her what abbreviations mean. You go online and you Google and you find out what the abbreviations mean. And it may be that having a discussion, unless you're a lawyer, that having a discussion with her about legal stuff is kind of a waste of her time because you're not, you're asking what the abbreviations mean.
Yeah.
Find some things to talk about that both of you are interested in, and you don't have to be smarter. It's perfectly okay to ask her questions, but I got to tell you, what does the S in Kenneth S. Pitzer stand for? He threw me out of his office. And she's doing the same thing. She's saying, John, you're not a lawyer. If you want to read my stuff, that's fine. But why should I have to explain abbreviations to you? Either, I don't expect you to know them, but if you really want to have a discussion about this, do your research. Find out. That's not a use of my time, and she's right. What do you do for a living?
Other than that, it was like, even if we were down at Cape May during the summer for vacation with the kids and everything, and no matter what we would talk about, if I would say to her something about the beaches or, you've been here before, you like this, it just suddenly she'd shut me down and just wouldn't, the last time we were there, and then when I started to ask her about, well, did you do this or do that, she just turns away and ignores me.
All right, look, she has a sense that you don't like her. She has the sense that you're critical of her. So what I would suggest is, first of all, you have to begin thinking of her in a more positive way, all right? Because she has a sense that if she disappeared tomorrow, you would probably be happier because you'd have better access to your son and your grandkids. That's not useful. Therefore, you didn't answer me what your job was.
Oh, my job? Oh, I'm retired.
I know, but what were you doing before?
Well, just before I retired, I was driving a school bus.
Okay, what were you doing before that?
Before that, I owned a Pepperidge Farm route.
Okay, listen, she's not interested in having intellectual discussions with you because she doesn't think that you are on her level, and she may be right. So find some things to talk about that you think she might be interested in. But first of all, you're going to have to make the assumption that, or have her understand that you actually like her. So, take her to a baseball game if she likes baseball. Take her to a tour of the haunted houses in Cape May if she likes that. You're going to have to, and it's perfectly okay to play your cards open, John. It's perfectly okay to say to her, my dear, John, listen for just a minute.
Okay.
It's perfectly okay to say, I would like us to have a better relationship and to find some level of communality where, because I think you're really smart, I think you're a great mom, I'm delighted you're in the family, and I would just like to have us have a little easier relationship if you can figure out something that we might be able to profitably talk about in common.
Okay, shall I should say that to her and discuss that with her?
Yeah, yeah. Don't talk to your son about it. Don't get your wife involved with it. You take her out for a cup of coffee, or take her out to, you know, say, look, I'll bribe you with a manicure, pedicure if you'll tell me a better way to relate to you.
Well, just to say that, like, she likes to run marathons. She runs both the marathon, New York Marathon.
And can you run? Are you a runner?
I used to be until I hurt my back.
Well, if you can't run, that's probably not a place to start. All right, I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. We'll come back for your other question. Mark, I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We'll be right back. about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, folks, I think I just made an executive decision. Mark, stay on for me. I will give you the last half hour of the program. John, hang on, and you and I will, you can have any of the rest of the time we need as well. All right, so we're talking about your daughter-in-law, and I'm saying the two of you need to find some common ground. It will be easier for her to find the common ground if you can go to her and say, I think you're a great mom. I think you're a great wife. I would love for us to find something that the two of us can talk about that is comfortable for you and comfortable for me, and I'm willing to bribe you with a manicure, pedicure, if we can figure it out. We could talk about running, although I don't know that people like to talk about running. They either do it or not do it. But maybe shopping for running shoes or movies or, I don't know what her interests are, but you need to find something and that resonates with both of you, that neither of you feel that you have to explain to the other people. That is, what are some of your interests, John? What do you like to do?
Oh, man. I like to garden. I like working around the house. But,
well, is she a gardener at all?
No, not really. No, my son is more into the gardening.
All right, well, that's not going to work.
I said, you got me soul searching, and I'm starting to realize that, like you say, I can't act. I'm not an actor, and I think that maybe I am showing something that I don't realize and that I don't think she's the problem. It's me.
And well, John, I mean, that's a magnificent insight, and you maybe even go to her and say that, of look, you know, I've kind of viewed you as sort of standoffish, you know, and maybe it was me, maybe I just haven't worked hard enough in that relationship, and I'd really like to.
Yeah.
I mean, John, that's a wonderful kind of insight.
Yeah, well, it just, you got me thinking about it, and all of a sudden, you know, I never looked at in that perspective, you know. It's like you look at an object, you turn it.
Yeah.
You see, it's the same thing. Now you've made me turn it and see something different.
Well, that's terrific. You said you had two questions.
This one's a little bit crazy. My sister died about, 8 years ago. And my brother-in-law and my nieces and nephews, they cut us off. We would send Christmas cards, no response. You'd call them, it'd be like you were talking to a rock. You'd have to pull everything out of them. You know, well, how are you doing? Okay. You know, man, I really miss my sister. You know, yeah. And it was just like, and then.
Okay, then let's go back a little bit. What did your sister die of?
Cancer.
She was sick for a while?
For a little while, but she was about 76 when she died.
How long was she sick?
Did I know of? I think it was about 2 or 3 years.
Were you responsive? Did you visit a lot during that 2 or 3 years?
Well, whenever I went to New York, I visited with her, but I didn't find out until she had gotten really sick and she was, you know, ready to die. But they called me and said, you know, it doesn't look like she's going to die. I said, what do you mean? You know, like, I didn't know she had anything like this bad. You know, she would sometimes complain about not feeling well or something like that. But she kind of kept it from me. And I think there's something I want to put in front of this is the fact that my father had died about 20 years ago, and I was the executive to the will. And my father had specifically written all my brothers and sisters out of the will and left everything to me.
Mm.
And I decided, I said, that's not right. I don't think that's, you know, my dad probably made that will when he was upset with them, and he was so mad he went out and did that. And I said, I don't, because he was still friendly with them. He was still in touch with them. So I decided I would split it with my three sisters, and my brother had passed away. And it ended up that I split it three ways. You know, I gave each of them $98,000.
And that's pretty nice.
After I sent them that, my one sister never contacted me again. She used to call me 2 or 3 times a week, wanting to know what was going on.
How much money was there left altogether?
It ended up, there was about 300, just under 300,000. And in actuality, there was a house that I had to take a mortgage on to give them their share of the money.
But you got the house.
I got the house.
How much was the house worth?
I wanted us to all own the house. And they, like, when we were up there one time, my sisters walked in. My one sister said, I never want to walk into this house again. And I said, what's wrong? She goes, I just have too many bad feelings about it. I want nothing to do with this place.
Okay, but how, you didn't answer the question. How much was the house worth?
At the time, it was worth $135,000.
So your father left $300,000 in cash. How much did he leave in cash?
No,
what was his whole...
It was, he had been married, and she was my stepmother, and she got a third of everything that he had.
Okay, so the two-thirds that went to you was worth what? What was two-thirds of the estate?
Some of it was some stocks.
Just, yeah, I know, but give me what the total was.
Oh, the total that came out to was probably around $295,000.
So you gave away all of yours? If you gave each of your sisters $100,000.
It was almost $300,000. And I had paid for...
No. But John, you said that the total value to you at that moment was $300,000, of which you gave essentially all of it away. You have three sisters. You gave each of them $100,000, which means you got nothing? You took nothing?
Well, what I got was a debt on the house to be able to give them the money to...
No, I got it. Why did you decide? I mean, I could see dividing the remaining money into four parts, but I don't... Why would you write yourself out of the will?
No. I divided what was left equally three ways, and what I would have ended up with would have been $98,000 as well. A little bit.
So there was $400,000. Okay. John... certainly, I mean, it sounds like, did your sisters know the provisions of the will to know that you split your part in four ways?
Yes, because I had, when I went to see the lawyer in New York, as we were probating the will, I brought them with me. And about the only thing they were interested in was suing their stepmother.
Well, different issue. Don't throw that in. It makes it's a difference here.
Yes.
Have you ever said? So you're telling me your sister died. How long ago? 3 years ago?
No, about 7 years ago.
Okay, 7 years ago. So has your brother-in-law remarried?
No, I don't know. I have no contact with him. And the
did you go to the funeral?
What's that?
Did you go to the funeral?
Yes, I did.
I don't know. I get in touch with whomever. I mean, there are a couple of kids and him. But so somebody.
There's a family reunion coming up at the end of the month, and they're going to be there. And I'm
great.
Just wondering.
Here's what you're going to do. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go up to whomever you think, or maybe everybody, maybe separately, and say, look, you guys are really an important part of my life. I want to have a relationship with you. If I did something that offended you, I want to know about it because I want to make it okay. All right? And that's what you're going to say. You're also going to figure out a way to say essentially the same thing to your daughter-in-law. So you can use the same script for both. If I've done something to offend you, I want to make it right because I want to have a relationship. Mark, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mark, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Well, I have problems, I think, with the anxiety. I thought that it was that maybe I was drinking too much, and so I quit drinking. And I'll just get myself in certain situations, or certain people will show up, and my hands will shake. I just get the shakes.
Okay.
And I thought for sure I was drinking too much, so I stopped drinking, and that's not it. It didn't solve the problem.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get a little more information from you. How old are you, Mark?
I'm 45.
Okay. And how long ago did you stop drinking?
It's been 6-7 months.
Okay. Have you had any drinks during that time?
Maybe 3 or 4 beers.
Total?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just put it all together because it scared me.
Good. I mean, not good that you were scared, but good that something got through to you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long had you been drinking?
Well, I drank, ever since I was in high school, more or less.
Okay. But and how much did you drink?
I was never really excessive. It was just sort of a get-together thing, and we'll have some beers. And that sort of thing, and then for a while there, you know, I'd come home and I'd have 3 or 4 beers. And
would you view yourself as having a problem with alcohol or not?
No, I really didn't. You know, it's just that I found myself in certain situations, and I just. I would get uncomfortable, and then all of a sudden, I'd feel my hands start shaking.
Okay, well, let me stop you for just a minute. All right. Have you ever been are you single or married?
I'm married.
Okay, you got kids?
Yes, 2.
How old are your kids?
One's 26 and one's 19.
And you said you were 45, so you got married like at 18 or 19?
Yeah, I was 19.
Yeah. Same wife as we started with?
Yeah.
You don't sound real enthusiastic. Is the marriage okay?
It's off and on.
Ooh.
It's off and on. I mean, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. But I can't say that I would contribute that into the equation because it never happens when I'm with her. It only happens at certain situations.
Okay, what are the situations in which it happens?
Situations that I don't feel comfortable doing.
Give me an example.
Well, you're crawling down in some confined spaces that you don't think is safe. And
well, that's a pretty good time to feel anxious.
Not necessarily safe, but also probably illegal what you're doing.
What would you be doing at that juncture?
Well, I work at a sewage treatment plant.
Okay.
And when you drain one of those tanks out, someone has to go down in there, and it is probably one of the worst environments you could ever imagine ever being into.
Okay.
And it just scares the hell out of me.
So why would it be illegal?
Because of the way they're having you do it. There's no fall protection. There's no way out. I mean...
Cripe! Don't you have a union or something?
No.
I would say crap, except it just seems so redundant in this particular case.
I actually refused to do it, and then I almost got fired because of it. And so...
How long have you been in this job?
About 20 years.
And they still have. So you're still the newbie that makes you go down in the sewers? When's the last time you had to do that?
Last summer.
And you said I'm not going to do this anymore?
Last summer I said I'm not doing it.
And what did they say?
They just kind of said, okay, that's fine. And then about 2 months later, I got written up for insubordination. And they told me I was going to lose my job if I could do it. So
have you had to do it since then?
Yes, I did. I went to the doctor, and I have a CDL. So I have to be really careful about any drugs that I take. And my doctor prescribed me the anti-anxiety drug.
Xanax, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she said, not that you need to get looped to go down there, but get looped to go down there. So that's what I did, and I got down there, and I was fine. But
okay.
It's going to happen again this year.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds to me we've got at least three things going on here. Okay, and we're probably going to have to separate them out to be able to get any. What do you know? What's your question to me? Do you know? Because do you have a specific question, or you just want me to kind of wander through this with you?
Well, my question is, how do I get rid of that anxiety?
Well, I think probably get a new. All right, let me ask you a question. If we could somehow magically get you another job today, do you think the anxiety would still be there?
I really don't think so. It's when certain people show up, you know, because it wasn't just that I had to do it. It was that I refused to do it. And the fact that I refused to do it, then they had to show up and stand there and watch me do it and take pictures.
Okay, so is this the only time, either with being down in the sewer or having the guys that you opposed around, are those the only situations in which you feel anxious, or are there other situations as well?
No, there's other situations.
What are some of the other situations?
I work in a lab, and other people will come in, and when you're measuring stuff out that has to be very precise, they'll come in, and I'll get nervous just because someone's watching me.
Have you always felt that way? Has this been true of your whole life?
No.
When did it start?
I don't know. It kind of eased on. I mean, it started a little bit, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And
what happened? All right. Look, let's look at a couple things. First of all, drinking is not going to help you at all, because what it will do, it's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. It will decrease your anxiety temporarily, but it can also get a rebound effect on you, in that that alcohol gives you tunnel vision. So what it may do is get rid of some of the kind of buzz that's going around your head that's making you anxious temporarily, but it may actually increase it the more you drink, believe it or not, until you get completely blotto. And then the hangover is going to be terrible, and the contemplation of it is going to be even worse. So drinking is doesn't sound to me a solution at all. My guess is... Pardon?
The thing with drinking is it will be 2 or 3 beers, and by 7 o'clock at night, I'm done with my 2 or 3 beers, and I don't go to work till 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I mean, start doing these tests till 9 or 10. You're talking 10 hours. That's 3 beers. But I quit. I just thought.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're drinking before you go into work?
No. At night. I get off work at 4:30, and
right.
I'll have
a couple of beers, and then you don't go to work till the next morning.
Yeah, next morning. No.
Okay, good. But I'm saying that my guess is that. Do you have friends? Are you comfortable in social situations?
Yes, I am. I'm comfortable with the people that I'm normally around. It's the people that show up that I'm not normally around that make me nervous.
And this is a new problem. You haven't had this. You didn't have this as an adolescent. It wasn't part of your growing up.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Let's look at a couple things. First of all, I don't know how much you were drinking. It's a little hard to tell from your description, because it's not so much how much, it's how frequently and what the response was to it. I mean, I'm the world's cheapest drunk. Half a glass of champagne and I'm done. So if you say to me, Joy, do you have a problem with alcohol? And I said, well, you know, no, you know, I don't drink very much. A half a glass of alcohol to me is probably 3 or 4 highballs to somebody else. So does that mean I have a drinking problem? It just means that I metabolize alcohol differently than somebody else. So 4 highballs, I'd be in the emergency room. So asking you how much you're drinking is not very profitable. Does your wife think you have a drinking problem?
No, I don't think so. She never really says anything.
Have you ever asked her?
No, and she didn't drink at all. I mean,
okay. All right, let me put you on hold. You come back and see if you can associate the first time you were anxious with anything. See if you can figure out what the trigger was. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Mark, who has several issues. One is, Mark, one of the things of whether or not, and you hear that different people have different susceptibilities to alcohol, but one of the hallmarks of alcohol pathology in the body is what's called DTs, is the shakes.
and it can be the shakes, it can be paresthesis of the feet, so you don't feel your feet very well, or they feel very tingly. It can be hallucinations, which is alcohol toxicity. So that's a possibility. From what you're saying, I don't know that that's what I would assume first. But even if you get them, because we're talking about nerve involvement at that moment, that stopping drinking that day won't stop the DTs. So you have to really be off the juice, and you have to be off of it for a while, and you have to let your body detox from it. It also can be a very life-threatening condition. So if that it maybe makes some sense to have somebody take a look at you in terms of just that, because that's a very different issue, and it's dangerous. So, but certainly alcohol is not going to help any of the issues you're talking about. It's not going to help your marriage. It's not going to help your job situation. It's certainly not going to help the shakes. All right. So then the question is, should you be on Xanax? And if you're telling me that only things associated with your job create anxiety, then maybe the thing to look at is finding a new job. And I certainly don't want you to leave a job till you can find another one. But part of our job is certainly making money and being able to have a roof over our heads. But part of our job should be not making our lives miserable. And if you're feeling like going to work every day makes you unhappy and gives you the shakes, it may be time to seriously think about finding some other kind of line of work.
The amount of money I make compared to what I could get somewhere else is like laughable.
Yeah, but Mark, you got a crappy job. And so, and people, I mean, good for them for at least understanding that the one of the ways you compensate for a crappy job is you pay somebody a lot of money. But if you're miserable 5 days a week and Sunday night you get the shakes because you have to go back to work, maybe it's worth taking a serious pay cut.
The thing is it only happens when I'm at work at certain situations. People will show up and then we've got to do a job.
I can understand in the sewer. I can understand that it's an icky environment and it's claustrophobic. Why does when people show up in your lab, why does that make you nervous? What is
this particular part isn't in the lab. It's doing one of the very dirty parts of the job that's where the sewage actually is. We'll drain it out and someone's got to go down there. And it's 20 feet down in the hole. And it's nothing but slime, and it's dangerous.
Well, I hear. So, but the issue is, I mean, look, you've got two choices at this moment. You're telling me it's dangerous and awful, and so expecting somebody to be anxious seems to me a reasonable response. That's not an unreasonable response. I mean, I suppose I could say you could go and talk to a hypnotist. I'd certainly rather you talk to a hypnotist than take Xanax, because Xanax is going to compromise your ability to function on the job sooner or later. I mean, it's a powerful drug, and you don't want to get addicted to it. So it would seem to me you got to do one of several things. I mean, if you're really committed to this job, then I'd at least go see a hypnotist and see if they could hypnotize you so you're more comfortable in the hole. If not, maybe it's time to get less money and get a job that doesn't make you, because it's not only when you're in the hole, it's contemplating the hole, it's thinking about who's, you know, that you're telling your bosses you're not going to do it and they're going to get mad at you, and that it's only a matter of time. It's more than just that event.
No, it is. Definitely more, because my doctor, when I have white coat syndrome, when I go in there, my blood pressure is like way too high.
Well, I got it. You're having an anxiety attack. But Mark, you're putting yourself literally. Your job may put you in a hole, but you're putting yourself in a hole as well. You're saying they're paying me so much money that I have to do this, and you don't. So if you need to decide that either this is, I need to have this job and I need to make this kind of money, so I have to decrease the anxiety, and I would suggest hypnosis, because you have nothing to lose. If that doesn't work, you then have to sit with yourself and say, how much is the money worth?
Well, I have to have it.
Well, I'm not suggesting you don't have a job. The question is this the only job you can have?
Well, you know, the risk and benefits, yes, I have to have it. I have to do it.
Well, then go see a hypnotist.
My even my doctor, when I went in there and my blood pressure was too high. And I showed the doctor what my blood pressure normally was because I take it all the time. And when I went in there, it was just skyrocketed. And she actually sent me to the emergency room.
Mark, listen, but think about what you're saying to me. You're saying, I have a problem with this job. I hate this job. It's not good for me psychologically. It's not good for me physically. But I'm making so much money, I'm going to continue to do it. I think that's a stupid choice. And I understand that there are realities of finance. But if I were you, I would do two things at this moment. I would get my resume up to date, and I would go. I would not leave this job yet. I would look for another job, and I would go see a hypnotist to see if they can lower your anxiety when you're down in the pit. But short of that, I mean, this isn't the hole they've put you in. This is the hole you've put yourself in. You're saying, I hate this job, it makes me anxious, I don't want to do it, but I'm being paid. They bought your soul, and they bought your anxiety. If that's where you want to be, then go see if a hypnotist can make you at least more comfortable. Or get your resume up to date, look for another job, don't leave this job till then, and just the fact that you're looking for another job may lower your anxiety. But because they're not trapping you at this moment, you're trapping you.
No, well, I mean, there's still the retirement issues. I'm vested now. I've got 15 years in there, and...
Mark, you're 45. When are you going to retire? In 15 years? You're going to put up with this for another 15 years? Your choice.
I don't know if I can.
Well, but you're not even thinking about it. You're not... You're saying, I want magic. There's not magic, and Xanax is not magic, and Xanax is not the solution, because you're going to get hurt. You're going to make some mistake because you're high, and God forbid you're high and you get hurt on the job. They're going to turn down your workman's comp because they're going to say you were high. So Xanax is the wrong solution. If you are determined, go find a hypnotist, see if you can lower your anxiety, get your job up today, sit down with your wife and see if there's not a situation. Does your wife work outside the home?
Yes.
Okay. Sit down and figure out what your expenses are. And I know it feels frustrating. You've got 15 years in this job, but do you want to be doing this for the next 15 years? Is it really worth it? That's what you're going to have to decide. All right? But at least it's very clear. And drinking is not going to help, and you shouldn't be using Xanax in this kind of job. Because, as I said, God forbid something happens, and they test you, they won't, you know, they'll fire you, let alone not cover you for workman's comp. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.